One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We come now to the Hour One Nugget here on Worship Radio 247. We're looking at 2 Peter, the third chapter, and today we're at verse 3. And it says this: "Most importantly, I want to remind you that in the last days, scoffers will come, mocking the truth and following their own desires." Now, the first thing that appears to me as I read this verse is Peter is trying to reiterate something here, and he's also saying, do you know what? This is really important, what I'm going to tell you, because he says those words, most importantly. If you've got your Bible open to this verse, I'd love you to underline the words most importantly, because Peter sees this as being very important. And actually, if we look at 2 Peter, the third chapter, and we'll see that he begins to talk about this in verse 3, verse 4, in verse 5, verse 6, verse 7. So he sees this as being really, really important. Let's see what else he says. They will say, what happened to the promise that Jesus is coming again? From before the times of our ancestors, everything has remained the same since the world was first created. They deliberately forget that God made the heavens by the word of his command, and he brought the earth out of the water and surrounded it with water. Then he used the water to destroy the ancient world with a mighty flood. And by the same word, the present heavens and earth have been stored up for fire. They are being kept for the day of judgment when ungodly people will be destroyed. He's reiterating this time and time again, and he's saying to you, be on your guard, be aware. Because, beloved, that happens now, doesn't it? That happens right now in our world. That is happening right now. There are many that scoff. You know, I've noticed this as well. Whenever Christianity is represented on television, in a film, or in a TV play or whatever, whenever it is represented, it seems to be that the Christian is someone who is weak, that the Christian is someone who has no character, that the Christian is what we would term as maybe a nerd. But nothing can be further from the truth. I was only saying something to somebody the other day. Do you realize that becoming a Christian is a really difficult choice to make? It's an easy choice if you love the Lord, but it's still a difficult choice because it's a difficult life and a difficult road. It's not easy. And to stay on track is even harder, and God Almighty knew that. You see, many evangelists paint Christianity as being this wonderful, bubbly picture of a wonderful, wonderful life. And give your heart to Jesus and everything is fine. Everything is bubbly. By giving your heart to Jesus, your life is going to change. Of course, I would agree that 100%. But the second you have given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are in a battle with the evil one. And that is what our struggle is, beloved. It is the constant battle with the evil one and the influences of this world. And that is why people scoff. And that is why people will not listen. They will not listen. Why? Because they want the easy way out. They want the easy road. You know, there are many, many non-Christians out there who are living an easy life, some of them with a lot of money, and they're living that life because they're coasting down the highway and they're coasting toward destruction and they don't even know it. And that's the point. And that is why Peter goes on to say, they deliberately forget, verse 5, they deliberately forget that God made the heavens by the word of his command. And he brought the earth out of the water and surrounded it with water. Then he used the water to destroy the ancient world with a mighty flood. And by the same word, the present heavens and earth have been stored up for fire. Watch this. They are being kept for the day of judgment when ungodly people will be destroyed. The Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. It's very clear. That's what the word says. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. So all of those scoffers, all of those people who say that they are atheists, all those people who take no notice of the Lord Jesus Christ, all of those who persecute him, if you will, they will find out to their cost that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. And Peter isn't saying this out of condemnation, out of anger. He's saying this out of love. You see, when I present the gospel, if I go to a church and I preach and I present the gospel, I pray in Jesus' name that when I present it in love. Because this is all about love. And if you're going through struggles after struggles after struggles after struggles, then, beloved, consider it pure joy. Because James, the brother of Jesus, wrote that in Scripture. He says in James, the first chapter and verse 2, he says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you go through trials of many kinds. Consider it pure joy. We already know that our joy is complete when we obey the commands of Jesus. John 15th chapter tells us that. Struggling is sometimes a pain. Yes, there is pain in the struggle. But in that pain and the struggle, there is joy, and the joy is there for you to take at any time that you want. Because the Lord Jesus Christ has said to you, and he will say it again to you right now, and that is this: I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Those words are so powerful, beloved, because you know you're not going to be left alone. And you know you're not alone in your struggle. All you've got to do is turn to Almighty God and say, Lord, I'm struggling so badly at the moment and it's so difficult. Please help me in Jesus' mighty name. And I know that, I know that, I know that, I know that the Lord will help and will not leave you there. These struggles are there to help our persistence. Let's just turn real quick to James, the brother of Jesus. We're going to go to James, the first chapter, and verse 2, and it says this: Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance has fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. You see, when we are going through these trials and when we're going through these struggles, we have to consider it pure joy. Why? So it grows our perseverance. And when our perseverance grows and becomes fully developed, we will be perfect and complete, needing nothing, says the scripture. So right now, if you're struggling, consider it pure joy and say to the Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen.